Continue on the very bottom of Gimel and Beis, a new sugya. It starts with the word Haisagvah, but even before we read it, just take a look. I don't know if you had a chance to dive into Rashi. 2 lines to the bottom, Haisagvah, Me'esim, Piske Shmuas Hain. The next collection of topics, really, for the various different dinim that present the next Amud, what Rashi calls Piske Shmuas Hain, Shal Kol B'nei HaYeshiva, Shahab Nudrasha Shalav Ashi Shasidro Agamora. Basically, you know that Ravina Ravashi, you know, compiled the Talmud Bavli in the 6th century. And it wasn't obviously something that the two of them did one afternoon. You know, it was a major effort and it took time and they had different people doing different things. So the Bnei Yeshiva says in the Beis Medrash of Ashi, when they were organizing the Gemara, collected these different things. It doesn't start Tanur Rabbanan or Tanan or Tanya. It's not a mission. It's not a Bryce. Apparently, these were collected statements, Piskei Shmuas, Psakim that were floating around in the Beis Medrash of Rav, and they organized them over here. It's just an interesting stuff, an interesting Rashi. I don't know 20 other places. In fact, I can't think of any. I'm sure there are where Rashi makes such a statement. You know, this is not a. You know, it doesn't start with any of the usual Itmar or, you know, Itmar is Amoroim or any of these types of Lashovas that introduce usually statements. So this is a different type of a statement. Piskei Shmuas, Piskei Halacha, Dinim, that were around in the Beis Medrash of Rashi were compiled by the Samidim. Okay. Anyway, Haisa Gvoa Me'esim Amo. Going back now, let's say the Sukkah was Taka higher than 20 Amos. Ubo Lemato Bekar Muktosos. Guy wants to do, he's got a sukkah bigger than 20 amos, and just discovers this din that a sukkah is not supposed to be higher than 20 amos. He's not going to rebuild his whole sukkah. Okay, so what he does is he'll elevate the floor level. Okay, he'll put in karm uksasa, pillows, cushions, mattresses, stuff like that, okay, that he'll put inside to elevate the ground levels. Let's say it wasn't that much above 20 amos, only a little bit above 20 amos. He'll minimize by putting, instead of the dirt floor, he'll put in karm uksasa. Okay, well, the karmic sauces. Does that work? So the Mishnah, the Gemara, this Piskei Shmuas, this din, says lo habe miut. That's not a valid lessening or reduction of the size of the sukkah. It doesn't count. It's still going to be considered a sukkah over 20 amos, even though now the floor is covered with these mattresses, let's say, which are more than a few tefachim high. So it ended up that the airspace is now talking less than 20 amos. That was the person's intent, but it doesn't count. Let's see Rashi. Ubolami at the last line on Gimel Beis. Ubolami at the lamaid goba chalala. He wanted to minimize or reduce the height of the airspace in the sukkah. Mechav from 20. We know it's in bekarki salagbi. Put something on the ground to raise it. Okay. So the Gemara says not lo habimi. It doesn't count. Why she ain't sofa linech shom kol zayin nehefsed mamono. The person, this is now Erev Sukkot, he discovers his problems, he puts these mattresses there. But he's not going to leave them there the whole week, says Rashi, because they have said Ramona. People aren't going to put mattresses and cushions and stuff and leave it in the Sukkot all week long, where people are going to trample on it and sit on it, it could rain, whatever else. So that's not considered a valid meal, because it's only very temporary. Top of the next page, I don't know, Afagav de Batlinu, even though he was Mevatalit, okay, he declared, no, I don't care, I don't want these, right? He made a declaration. Rashi again says, Vafaka do atlinu l'chol shiva. No, he was mevatel the whole week. But l'daito, that's a question whether the word l'kulu should be there or not. Batlinu l'kulu, really two ways to read that. You can mean batlinu l'kulu means he was mevatel all those pillows and cushions. He was mevatel all of them. Okay, that's probably how Rashi would learn, even though he doesn't have the word l'kulu in his girsa. As we'll see, a previous coming attraction, we've seen already, Rashi seems to insist that the bittul of these items works as long as you're mevatel for the whole duration of Sukkot, the whole 7 days. After Sukkot, you want to take these things back, no problem. Other Rishonim we're going to see, say, no, this kind of bittul only, even if you're mevatel for the whole 7 days of Sukkot, it doesn't help. It's got to be mevatel forever. Right? That's what we'll see in Rabbeinu Chanan, we'll see others hold like that. But we'll learn like Rashi right now. And again, Rashi at the very bottom of Gimel Beis says, lo amitish eintol, and I'm kol zayin. That's the key two words there, Rashi and Bottom Gimel Beis, Kol Zayin, because Rashi insists that it's sufficient to Vatel Kol Zayin. The problem is that these cushions and blank and whatever mattresses are not gonna, you're not gonna do it for all 7 days. And again, he says the same words at the top of Dalal. The Afagad with little Kol Shiva, right? Same thing. right? The first two words of Rashi on top of Dalal Aleph also says, Chol Shiva. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Mishum de Batla Daitot Zadas Kobre Adam. The Ein Bitul of Bitul. That's abnormal. That's not normal behavior. People don't take mattresses and cushions and so on and so forth and bevatel just like that, even for 7 days. That's called abnormal behavior. We have a general din that comes up in a number of places in Shas, Batla Daito Eitel Kol B'nei Adam, or else you call Adam has here. We assume that a certain rule is positive, since most people do it. This guy will do it. Doesn't matter. We accept the halacha on the basis of what most people do. Okay, what's considered general, the norm, general behavior. I'm just trying to think, I think I mentioned once that there's a discussion about drinking wine. let's say to say that you have to have wine, you can use grape juice and so on. So Baruch Shafayetz would insist that you have to use wine. What if a person doesn't like wine so much? So Rav Aaron Kotler was making grape juice, and Rav Soloveitchik was making grape juice, and so on. But I remember seeing in that context the discussion, no, but it's true, this person doesn't like wine, but wine is considered to be mesameach, and wine is considered to be a choshev drink. There's some people, I personally don't care for wine. I don't, okay? To me, people bring fine bottles of wine, my wife appreciates it. To me, it all tastes like mouthwash. I don't care for it myself. Okay, that's not the norm. The norm is people do appreciate a good glass of wine and so on. So for me, you know, the $5 bottle of Kerem is just as good as something else. In fact, I don't like dry wine at all. And I think I want to tell you a story. Now that it appears that because of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, so a person should make sure to have a little bit of wine and perhaps a little bit of meat. Also, every day of Chalamayit, even a Chalamayit. So I always drink a little bit of wine. So because of this, I drink wine as opposed to grape juice. Even though I don't care for it. I remember when I was, before I was married, I lived at my father's house, I went in on Sukkot, to the Sukkot, he was sitting in the Sukkot, I went and had a glass of wine, you know, and I grimaced, I guess, as I drank it, you know, because I don't care for the flavor. He goes, oh, that simcha is written all over your face. You can see the simcha, you know. But, okay, anyway, that's a concept. We have a number of different places. I don't remember whether it said it over there or not. I think it did. But another, not in Gemara, I think it's in Posca, but the Gemara has it a couple of places. Boto daito ito das, so that's what we say over here, that even though this particular guy, Taka, maybe Mivata, has blankets and mattresses and pillows and so on, we don't accept that as valid bitul. Okay, so that doesn't work. If you want to shrink the size of your inner size of the sukkah by putting mattresses and pillows and cushions on the ground, doesn't work. Okay, but, continues the Gemara, Tevin, straw, ubitlo, that is habimit. That's good. If you have Tevin, okay, Tevin Obitlo, again, Rashi says, it's a very important Rashi, because here you have in two words, Rashi's a great gift of brevity, in two words, two important sheetahs of Rashi. Number one, he says, Befiv, okay, Rashi holds that this Bitlo must be verbalized, okay, Bitlo Befiv, and Lashiv, again, it's already the third time he said, it's got to be for the 7 days. So if you have Tevin Obitlo, then Havi Miat, that is a valid Miat, because Tevin, straw, presumably there are people, you know, straw. So the guy raises the floor of his sukkah by piling on straw, which you don't care about straw. This is not like expensive pillowcases and cushions and so on and so forth. If you want to step on straw, so what? Try to attack in the battle. That's a valid bitl. Rashi says you have to say so, but we'll come back to that. But that's good. Tevin Obitla Havi Miat. And the kosher can offer, certainly dirt. It's another way to do it. You take dirt, you raise the level of the floor by, you know, putting a layer of dirt over it that pushes it higher, so that it's now less than 20 amos of airspace. Okay? Rekol shekein ofer ubitlo. Then it mentions the following. What if teven vein osid lefanoso? You weren't mevatel the teven. Okay? You weren't mevatel the teven. Okay? As Rashi explains, Tevin made us lefanoso, velo yitztarach lefanoso koy mechag. You don't need this straw. Again, Rashi insists on this almost for the whole sukkah, the whole yantav, koy mechag, you don't need this. Umiyo lo bat lo mamash befi, but you never actually verbally declared the mevatel it. But it's no, you don't need this. Put straw in. Ein us lefanoso. Okay? Or the offer stam. Or it's stam dirt. It's even kind of another level. O offer. I don't know whether you're going to need this dirt later on for some other purpose. Okay, we don't know. Okay, what's the story with that? Will that be valid? Again, if you're mevatel b'fiv, the tevin, or the offer, it's not good. There's no question about that. The question is, what if it's tevin? As far as we know, you're not going to need this. Or offer, if you don't know whether you're going to need it or not. But it's only offer, it's only dirt. So that, the Gemara says here, is a machokas im yosi rabbanon. Okay, that's a machokas tanoim. The Tanan, it's a Mishnah, in Maseches Ohalos, Parak Tezvav, Mishnah Zion. Okay, and the Mishnah there, the Tanan, okay, is talking about the following. We know that there was a din with tumah, let's say a mace, a corpse, a dead body. Okay, and so that is generates tumah, and there are a number of ways the tumah works. The tumah projects ad larkia, that's the tumah of the body is over here. Anything above it, okay, and we'll talk about it in a second, even if there's a partition, so it's on the ground floor and it goes up, and it's directly above the mace, or anything below it, also becomes tumah. And if it's in a house, okay, you have what's called ohel, so the tumah sort of spreads out into the entire house. You know that thing, right? The coin can't go into Eidu, you're not near, but tumah's ohel, right? The pasuk in Parashat Binyan Chukas, kolaboelo, v'chol sherboelo, and so on, right? Parashat Par. So that's the din. So let's say you have the following. Bayis, it is a house, shemilu tevenot tzoros. You filled it with straw or tzoros of pebble, like dirt, you know, rocks, whatever, okay? Ubitlo. So then, mevutal, what's going on over here? Okay, what's going on here is that if the din of an ohel, the din of an ohel is such that the tumah spreads, so to speak, only when there is airspace, some airspace in between where the corpse, where the mace, where the dead body is, and you know, the rest of the house. Even if there's, let's say, have a roof over it, right? There's got to be airspace in between. Not that he's in a cavern or something like that is completely surrounded. There's no airspace. Then it wouldn't have a din of an ohel. So let's say you have a house which is full of junk, a silo or whatever. Okay, it's hard to imagine where else this would come up. But you have a silo or something that's full of dirt or some other type of storage full of dirt. And there's a dead body in there. Particularly, actually talking there about not a whole dead body. It's hard to imagine a dead body, like even a piece. Even etzem ha'meis, there's a piece of a dead body in there, whatever the circumstances are, there in all those. So there we have a machlokas between the Biyosi and the Rabbanan. The Tan, Bayis Shemilu Teben Ostoros, Ubitlo, and you formally renounce that this is, you know, that this is, do you have any connection to this? You Mevatla? Then Mevuto. Let's take a look at Rashi, okay? Machlokas for less than line, okay? Machlokas less one line. Machlokas biyosi rabban. Mechain offer ve'ein aslafan also yesh ba machlokas the bottle of biyosi. Mistama v'afil lo bitlo v'fil rabban lo bottle. All the rakan offer stam mishum kochar biyosi. Afil stam lo yadia iyasu lefan also ilo amar the bottle. Abel tanan, abel tevin, royal behema lansoka. Olatid hilchok stam lo bottle afil biyosi. Tevin generally speaks. You just understand, Rashi didn't just explain why by Tevin, we said the expression in the earlier part of the Gemara, Tevin ve'ein osu lefanoso, the offer stam. Why that chilek? Tevin ve'ein osu lefanoso? Because Tevin has other usages. Sometimes Tevin, you can feed it to animals, or you can use it for some other purpose, make bricks or something. So that's an offer stam, right? The offer is even, so even there, even by offer, that shows you the kochah de biyosi, because stam means I don't know whether he's going to use it or not. Right? So even so, it's considered batal. Okay, what's the case? So next Rashi, okay, see the bayish of teven otzoros ubitlo ulinan olos tan the tumah sheyesh la ohel chalal tefa ena bokas lamalam en agad. Okay, the rule is that if there is this airspace, right, in the room where the mace is or the piece of the mace is, so then the tumah spreads into the whole oil, but it won't go higher than the roof. It's a kul and a chumah, so to speak. It won't go, even what's right above, let's say it's an apartment right upstairs, there's somebody, there's a mace right above, or there's a person or a kli or whatever, it's right above where the body is, it doesn't matter. It says, if there's, as long as it's halal tefach, there's airspace, at least a tefach above the mace, eina bokash l'malo, min agad, avol tumah ritzutza, Tutsa means far away, like Rechoka. Tumor Tutsa, she'ein lo chalal tefach hemen ala gag, she'kereg da ad rakia. Okay, tomei, the bukaz for Allah. But if there's no, if it's a tumor that there's no airspace in between, so then it shoots even through the gag and continues all the way up, ad rakia. Okay, the bukaz for Allah. All of this is halacha Rosh Mi Sinai, Okay, why it works, what it works. Halacha v'shvisinan. V'hilcha. Bayis sheyesh bo meis, o kazayis min hameis. Okay? U'milu tevin otzors, u'bitlo, havin ritzutza u'bokas. Okay, if you mevatel, now, that all that straw, all that dirt, all whatever it is in the house, now becomes batel, and in fact, it becomes like part of the house itself, and so now there's the... It's because it's a mevutal, so now there's no halal, there's no airspace, right? That now becomes part of the structure, so to speak, part of the house. So now there's no airspace, so it's not going to have a din of tumas oil, but it's going to rise up. We'll go downward also, but rise up even to anything immediately above it. And if you're metame anything immediately above it, that's if bitlo. But says Rashi, av lo bitlo, we command the panaye for the panaye v'yesh lacholo. But if lo bitlo, so then it's not considered part of the house. It's like the halal. It's like the empty space. Now it's going to have the din of tumas oil, but it's not going to be bokas and rise up ad l'rakia. Okay? That's the... that is the case over there. So let's read it again. The Tanah on the fourth line. Ba'yeh shemlu tevenotzos u'bitlo, then mevuto. Okay? So then it's bottled to the rest of the house. Now it's considered one big structure. And there's no halal. There's no open airspace. It doesn't have the din of tumas oil, so the tumor goes up. Animal, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, bitlo. Am I printed in source 4 on the page, the whole Mishnah, if you want to see it? Okay. Bayi Shemola offer Tzoros, or bitlo, v'chein kri shel tour. Oh, gal shel Tzoros, I feel gal shel Ocham. Ocham, remember, he was one who was killed for taking from the spoils. And I recall a huge pile of rocks. All those things, okay. If it's full of bayi Shemola offer Tzoros, or bitlo, or kri shel tour. That's a grain, you know, like in a silo. In such a case, if bitlo, the tumor is going to go up, the tumor is going to go down, it's not going to have the din of tumas. Oh, there's no halal, there's no airspace. That's the Mishnah, all it's parked, that's what Mishnah Zayin, which the Gemara here is referring to. So let's see. So now the Gemara analyzes on line 6. Bitlo im. Apparently, only if you attack mevatel it. Lo bitlo, lo. But if you weren't mevatel, then it's not part of the house. Then it's like the halal has a din, halal tefach more, and then it has a din of tumas oil, and it doesn't go away. Stopped by the roof. Vitani aloha, and on that mishnah, the brisa says Rabbi Yosi Omer Teven bein osa lefanoso harehu kaofar stam ubato. Okay, if you have teven bein osa lefanoso, if it's teven that you're not planning to take out. Even though you didn't verbalize it, okay? Teven ve'ein osa lefanoso. That's like ofar stam ubato. Ofar va'asid lefanoso hari kistam teven v'lo bato. Okay, and if you have ofar which is osa lefanoso, that's like stam teven v'lo bato. So there we have Rashi and Spada. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Let's look at the next Rashi. Teven ve'ein asavanos harim kistam offer what the Rashi upolig bein teven bein tzoros. The tzoros had to offer for our purposes. What the Mishnah calls tzoros. Tzoros means pebbles, rocks. Okay, like having Baba Kama, the animal kicks up a rock and hits somebody else. Oh, it's tzoros, right? But for our purposes, the same as offer. V'komer Tanakama the tzorech bitul. Tanakama says the only way it's going to impact this halach of tumah is if there was bitul. Okay. But Amar Rabbi Yosi say no. Rabbi Yosi make lamacha. Rabbi Yosi argues and he says teven im yadua sheno osa lefanoso. If you know you're not going to take it out, then harayu batal me'elov. Okay, then it is batal even without the verbalization. Utzroros hafilu stama delo yadi iosa lefanoso lo mistama batal rocks. Who thinks that me? What use there? No usage. So mistama there was a tacit bitul. Ellen Kenya dad also the funnel sauce. You know you want these for later usage. Da'id have a kistan tevin. That's like regular tevin, which is not bottle. Regular tevin has other uses, right? So we have kind of three levels. We have what is an active bittel. Then we have straw, which is he ain't no also the funnel. He didn't verbalize. He's not planning to use it. Kistan straw, you can't assume it was bittel because there's use for straw. He may take it out and use it, unless it's a straw ain't also the funnel. And tzoros or offer, so stam offer has no use unless we're concerned you are going to use it. So those are the three levels. Almo, the teven ubitlo, offer ubitlo, kulu moga de bato. Okay, Rashi summarizes it all very neatly. He says, Teven ubitlo, an offer of bitlo, if there was actual bitl, kulu mode the bottle. Then Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham, everybody agrees, it's bitl. Teven stam, the offer of the osil lefanoso, kulu amalo bottle. Okay, ordinary teven, which we assume has use, the guy's going to take it out. Or offer dirt, but not dirt where he's going to take it out, then also everybody agrees that there's not bitl. Teven vein osil lefanoso, so Tevin, which he's not going to clear out, or offer Kayotze, or Afilu offer Stam, that's the Machlokas of Rabbi Yossi Batel, there is Bittel. Okay? So getting back to Sukkah, it's going to be the same Machlokas. That's what the Gemara here says. It's going to be the same Machlokas, but by Sukkah. If you have Tevin, Be'ein Asil Afanos, or offer Stam, and that's what you did with the, that's how you filled in the gap in the Sukkah, so that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Yossi say good. Akira Banan says no good. So that's the Sukkah. Okay, that one clear? Rashi spells all that. Okay, any problems? You got it. Right? So what I want to look at now is a couple of interesting things, Ha'oris, before getting to the main machlokes. Take a look on the sheets, the Me'iri. The Me'iri has a couple of interesting and important points, including something la'halacha, and of Gimel Amud Beis. Me'iri said at the beginning of Sukkah, Hai Sukkah. Okay, I want to see it in five. He spells it out. He says, even if you were mevatel the feirish, he's learning like Rashi, right? For all 7 days of Sukkot, that's not a valid miyut. Shabbat l'daita is a ka adam. She'ein daitam l'aniach kar muksas bekarka shir yom mechshash hefsei mamon. Arayek shabim mitzim lovo. It'll rain. It's got trampled on. It's got dirty and so on. U'mafsidim. Okay? And v'lo machmas hefsei habo machmas hakshama l'vad. And not only because of rain, because then you might think, ad shin l'daktek b'ner Chanukah. Okay, here we're almost a couple weeks till Chanukah. Right? The Miri brings up, what if, you know, we also have to have a certain height above which the menorah can't be, also 20 amos, what we learned earlier, right near Hanukkah. So let me raise the floor over there through pillows and cushions, right? And there I'm not worried about rain, it's indoors. So it's not just a matter of rain, okay? People stepping on it. The hefsa lachas akarka, the dampening on those days, we don't have that today, but you know, even indoors, the dirt floor can get a little damp and so on. So adam nimna b'kach, most people won't use it. So that's what it means, batla daita, it's a kolben adam. But now the Me'iri is an important point. First one. The af b'karim p'chusim. What if it's cheap old pillows? P'chusim, you know, worn out, they're no good. Shadarkan shabne adam l'vatlam. Okay? What if a guy uses mattresses, old mattresses and cushions that are, you know, pillows that are garbagey, you know, they're not people do get rid of. In a chanami, the first case was you're using nicer cushions, the taka won't leave there all 7 days. But if you have in the attic someplace, in the back of your garage, some old mattresses you never got to throw out, okay, you meant to throw them out, and they're half ripped and they're not usable anymore, there people would put it out. So maybe that should be good. So Miri says no. Miri says af b'karm chusim shadak lo vatan b'shivu sham mikol mokom lo nasu chacham divrei b'shivu. You can't start because you know you're going to say old ones are good. So now you have a whole lot of argument. How old? How bad shape they have to be? It's a general rule. No, most people won't put out mattresses and pillows. You can't start now. That's the lo nasu chacham divrei b'shivu. You can't start splitting hairs because it's just too vague, you know. In any legal system, just know this in general, any legal system, there has to be certain set rules. You can't start saying, well, under these circumstances, under those circumstances, it's very, very difficult to do that because there's too much. No legal system can cover every possible scenario. And so sometimes you make a blanket, we call that a low plug, right? Low plug, right? Don't make a, and let's say, even though the din is, you have to stop at a red light because, you know, like the other car is going in the other direction, or people walking and so on. So let's say it's 3:30 in the morning, okay, there's no cars a mile around you on some back street someplace, there's a red light. About if you go through the red light, it's not going to hurt anybody, but you'll get a ticket. You'll have to pay a fine anyway, you know, because the same thing went through a red light in a broad intersection. Now it's a low plug. You can't start saying, well, what if it's not quite 3 in the morning, I looked at it, you know, I mean, you can't do it. So we'll have the same idea over here. So that's important point number one. The Miri adds that even if the cheap cushions, it doesn't make a difference. Fine. Now he asks a different question. This whole thing is designed. This is the second important point of the Miri. Okay, one important point is he's saying there's no. It doesn't matter if they're flimsy or cheap or ruined. That's the rule. Pillows, cushions don't count as a miut to reduce the size. Good. Okay. Second point of the Miri. He says, one second. Other Rishon raises too. We have three shitas. We're talking here about a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high, right? So we had three reasons why, or three shittas now more on as to why a sukkah more than 20 amos high is no good, right? So you had Rabba says you won't see, lo shalta v'ena, you won't see the schach and so on. And Abzera says it's to do with the shade. And Rabba says it's to do with the strength of the, of the walls, right? It has to be dearest. All right. So the Miri quotes, Yesh Sholim, Ladas Rava, Shapir Shainim Shum Diris Keva, Ma Hoel Miut Zeh in the first place. According to Rava, when he built the sukkah, he built it more than 20 amos high, which means he built it with sturdy walls and so on. The walls were more than, and that was a problem. It's a failure of Diris Arai. So what is this Miut? Forget pillow. What is any Miut? What does it help? Right? How does it take it? It's still a Diris Keva. Right, that's the kasha. Das Rava Shapir Shem Shem Dios Keva Ma Hol Miutzel Ma Inim Lekarm Tzosu Shavkiyah Se Keva Harit Fanos Mikol Bakom Gvohos. The walls are not going to start where the cushions are. You're working on the inside of the sukkah. You're going to put down straw, dirt, pillowcases, cushions, whatever you want. You're going to put it inside. But the walls were built onto the ground, and they're going to be more than 20 amos high. Okay. Harit Fanos. And the tzach needs that because it's so high. Says the Mirna, some Rishonim learn that this whole sugi here, next few cases here on Dalam Alav, all talk about ways of reducing the inside of the surface area of the sukkah, or the height of the sukkah, reducing the airspace there. Okay. That's all Aliva de Rava and Abzera, okay, and they make sense because Rava and Abzera, the Lola Das Rava, okay. Because let's think about it. According to Rava, the concern was what wrote Sitzchak. Okay, but if you're now sitting on a higher thing, because you put cushions down there, or mattresses, or you put some relays of dirt, you're now higher up, so you solve the problem. So Taka the Miyut works. According to Abzera, the issue of shade, okay, because now it's higher up, so it'll be the requisite amount of shade. So according to them, we understand it. According to Rava and Abzera, we understand it. But if this doesn't work, all Das Rava. So Das Rava ain't hechsher mir klal. The af gedolei poskim inichum tchilin mekasim chosayim. Some of the poskim it was referring to, okay, the Riv, originally did not include this because many poskim like Rava, like we learned. And therefore, this whole discussion seems to be moot, because it doesn't work according to Rava anyway. But then they did talk about it. Why? Everybody brought this din about miut, minimizing, reducing the size of the sukkah. Afal pi shakulam poskim Rava. So what was the taka? How to deal with it? The Nira, he says, the Nira is the second important point. On top, they shakol shemiyata. If we have this miut work, this bittul works, you reduce the size of it, then that is now the new karka. Now, because the ground level, the karka, has been raised, so theoretically, to get now from the karka, from the mattress, to the schach, which is less than 20 amos, would not need such strong walls. And therefore, af the chol sheyachol, we had this rule, the chol sheyachol asos arai, as long as potentially you could have made an arai, then it's kosher, af kishasu keva. Remember that? We said, even if you did make it strong, well, we had the whole discussion about the Fanos and Bechitz Shabarza, because that's not a problem, because as long as you theoretically could have made it, so now says the Miri, now that the ground level is higher, Taki could have been made that way. The fact that it is strong doesn't matter, because that doesn't disqualify it. So the Miri says, all of this can match with Rava as well. Now, here's the third question. Okay, so that's point one of the Miri was about even cheaper stuff. Point two of the Miri now is about that it works even according to Rava. Point three of the Miri, he says, "Ainless one other kasha." The miutin elu v'lomar hol kishenas aschachol nasa kitikuno kicheshachazer omid yesh kamishum tasev olaman asoi. And let me ask another question. 1 second. You had a sukkah which was no good. It was more than 20 amos high. You built a sukkah, a giant sukkah. The panels were more than 20 amos high. The schach more than 20 amos to the ground. And now it's sukkah standing there. Now I go ahead and I do nothing to the schach. I just reduce the. I built some kind of mattresses or pillows or dirt layers or whatever to elevate the floor height. Isn't that now a problem of Tassel Lovin Osoy? I had a moment to go, a sukkah was no good. Now I didn't do anything to the schach. And now suddenly the sukkah is good. Isn't that Tassel? Chag sukkah is Tassel, that's Tassel Lovin Osoy. That's the Miri's problem here. He says, aimless one, don't ask why. It's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. Isn't it Tassel Lovin Osoy? He says an important klal. Shekol she'osa aschach kitikuno machmas atzmo l'shem sukkah. When the schach was built, and there was nothing wrong with the schach per se, it wasn't schach posel. Okay, when the schach is higher than 20 amos, that's not schach posel. The sukkah is psula, but there's nothing wrong with the schach. He has bamboo or wood or mats or whatever you use for schach. The schach is perfectly kosher. Okay, there's something else that's posel, and he made it l'shem sukkah, and he had in mind everything beautiful. The schach is perfect. The psul here came from an incidental, came from an external problem. Nothing to do with the schach itself. The schach itself was fine. There's an external problem, namely the sukkah is too high. Now he fixes that psul without touching the schach. He brings a raya, we have a case, we discuss this case one shot, Chotek Pagodish, later on. You have a haystack. You carve out, isn't that Tatsal Rossi? So it says, Osa Masach, Chotek Pagodish, Koshnit Mashas, there already was an opening, so then it's good anyway, even if you did it out. So because even if you dug it out afterwards, but there was already an opening, okay, there was some Chalot, there was some airspace, then it's good, okay? But anyway, the point being, that's therefore it's not a case of Tatsal Rossi. That's the third point here. Yeah.
This is only according to Rashi and Rash, because the Rama would hold that the finals are perfect.
Good. So the Ari Shonim, correct. The Ari Shonim taka hold that there would be a problem with Tatsu Lonsa and Hanami. And we're going to see in a moment, so we'll see now the Machlokas, whether that's true or not. Is that true that Tatsu Lonsa is only when there's a problem inherent in the Schach itself and not due to some external factor? Okay, let's see. So that I skipped a little bit of here, but then he says, Ulashito Seno Mia Atalamid. Okay, people build a sukkah in their attic under a covering. Then basaras harav. Then they remove. What do I have to tell you people? Like a skylight, is that? Huh? An awning kind of thing. Okay. Mashatar pukuzen shem hishum sukkaso kodesh rak b'chag b'chaso ein kamishum tazo l'asui. Okay. You build a kosher sukkah. Right now, it's underneath an awning. Or it's underneath a skylight, a roof of some sort. And now you remove that, says the Meiri, that's going to be good according to what we just said. It's fine. That's not Tassel and Osir. Because there was nothing wrong with the schach itself, nothing wrong with the sukkah at all. It happened to be possible for a side reason at that moment, namely that it's underneath a roof. But once you remove it, you remove the awning, you remove the retractable roof, whatever you want to call it, it's not a problem. And ain't of Nanua. Nanua means, not Nanua of Lulu. But Nanua means if I have a problem with the schach, and instead of you have to take the whole thing down, you should move each piece of schach, so it's like you're putting it anew. It's like a new action. Okay? But you don't have to do that here, it says. Shalom etzibur re'al kashyapsul b'schach atzvo kagom gefen adlaz shekotzitzon. Okay, let's say you had branches. Okay, we discussed this before also. Let's say you have branches that are still attached to the tree and they spread out over the top of your sukkah and intermingle with the other stuff, right? So you have a branch of a vine or whatever it is. Okay, which right now is possible because it's mechuber. It's still connected to the ground. Right? It has to be taller. It has to be double shed. You do a kaker. But it is, but it's still attached. It has to be tzchach, has to be tallish. So here, what the guy does was, he just takes a shearing scissors and he cuts. That's no good. That's tassel al nasi, right? Because there, the problem was with the tzchach itself. You had mechuber branches in the mix there. So now you just cut it. So you would have to do more than that. You'd have to, the cutting alone is not enough of an action. So there you'd have to move the pieces and so on. That's tassel al nasi. Zui sha'asiyos and tzarech nanua. Okay, that's the yisod of the Meiri. So I just want you to take a look on this issue, because this issue is Nogel HaMaisa, Halacha, the Meiri is. Take a look at that Yud Beis Zimun Aleph. Yud Beis Zimun Aleph, I printed it, referenced it here in source 7, but the Sugya in the rear is the Amar Yirmeh, a few lines after the Gemara starts, another page. Maybe... six lines after the start of the Gemara, the middle of the page. Amar Yirmiyah, next time, let's see. The case is not important at the moment. The Amar B'chiyah bar Abba Amar B'yochanan, Mipnei ma Amru, Chavile Kash, V'chavile Eitzin, V'chavile Zrodin, Ein Mesachim B'hem. Okay, Chavile Kash, we once saw this also, the bundles of straw, or bundles of water, bundles of Zrodin, and some also have planting, canes, some other type of plant also. They bundled up. Ein mesachin b'hem. You can't use a mesach. Why not? It's cut. It's the lekarka. It's kabbalton. It's got all the milas. So he says because pa'amim she'adam b'amin asada b'erev. Okay. Pa'amim she'adam b'amin asada b'erev. Rashi says not in the sukkahs. Kol yemei achamos. You know, any time during the season. Okay. And what do you do? He comes with this bundle of stuff, and the chavilasa al ksefo, the bundle's on his shoulders. Umale umanicha al gabe sukkaso kedei liyavsha. Okay, he puts it on top of his sukkah. Rashi says right away, the sukkah is not yantiv now. It's not sukkah. When he has a sukkah, she shall come with a shul mikneu. He's got some kind of a hut there for his animals, a gazebo, okay, or something like that. Umaniacha v'shul liyavsha below the schach. Okay, he put these bundles up there to dry them out. Okay, it's useful to him, dried out. So it's going to stay for the rest of the summer, lying on the roof. Again, I saw it didn't rain. This doesn't rain this summer. So it's going to lie on the roof there. It's going to dry out in the sun. So, and now what happens? Ushamagia hachag. Then suddenly sukkahs arrive. And the guy will think, well, you know what? Nimlach alayim l'schach. I use that for schach. I originally put those bundles up for drying them out and using them for something else. Now they're up there. It's almost sukkahs. I can save myself the headache. Okay, I'm going to use them on Nimlach, change of mind, I'll use them for Schach. So that's where the Gemara says, again, when I was talking about the option, Nimlach al-Sikhuk, what Torah Amar Taseh, below Min al-Asuri. That's a problem with Taseh al-Asuri, because again, that was a problem with the Schach itself. It wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah, it wasn't even made L'Shem Tzel. It was made L'Shem drying it out. That's no good. Now you're going to just say, okay, well, now I'll use it for shape. You can't. You need Taseh, Chaka Sukkah's Taseh. And Taz Halmanasi. You follow? That's the classic example of Taz Halmanasi. When you put these branches or these things up there for some other purpose, okay, they say, you know what, let me use it for sukkah. You can't because you not do the mitzvah of Taseh. Right? You put it up for a different purpose. That's Taseh below Mina Asi. So take a look in the Rosh over there. I'd like to learn that for you today. It's Perak Aleph, the Rosh Sim Chof Dalad. So goes Ashri. I think I printed it out. Simon Chav Dalab. Okay, it's page 12 in my editions, but it's a page, it's in the Rosh, on the side of Mikan Hoya Rabbeinu Baruch Merigensburg. You see it? It's the left-hand column, the right-hand column, rather, on page 12, my version. Okay? The small letters at the top. Mikan Hoya, but I printed on the page, I realized I printed out the whole thing. It says, Mikan Hoya Rabbeinu Baruch Merigensburg Omer Shem Osu Sukkah B'soch HaBayis Tachas HaTikra. The Chaka Chesir Atikra the Psula, Rebbe Baruch held that if you built the sukkah under some kind of a beam in the house and then you remove the beam, that's possible. The Torah Amra, Tase, Velo, Min Asoi. So Rebbe Baruch, listen, Rebbe Baruch says that he learns from this sukkah, the Rosh is going on the sukkah of your base, right? With the Chavilei Kash. So he learns from there the same problem is going to be of Tase, Velo, Min Asoi, the same problem is going to be if you simply build the sukkah in a under a roof, under a covering, and then you remove it. But continues the Hagos Hashri, Varben Yitzchak Halovan, the so-called Ria Halovan, Hichshir, the Ein Shayach Lomar Taz Vanosu El Hechad the Guf Hasukah of Psul Kegon Gefen Glas Ukisu Mechubarim, Aval Hocha the Guf Haschach Ukosher El Shatikra Gorem Eslo Hochinami the Ksheir Achashah Hisra Tikra Bechenu Kedvarav. There was a rule. So there we see Machlokas Rishonim Taka. Whether this works or not, I'll go back to what you said, right? Yeah.
But Rabbeinu Baruch would obviously include the schach itself as an issue.
Sure.
Right, so I'm saying, but from the Gemara, it seems to be saying that there's no, whatever it is, if there's a problem with the wall, meaning you're changing the wall, everyone holds that, you can change the wall and it can be cut. So then, according to the Rambam, Tasev Lo Menazu, we have to be totally different. It seems to be a kash in the Rambam. How can you say that the walls are part of the mitzvah if everyone holds you can change the walls? And so
Rambam, we say with the wall, the Rambam, oh,
yeah,
the Rambam, the Rosh, and another
Rosh. Yeah.
Oh, I said this was saying. On that Rambam, the walls are part of it. So I thought you were talking about, I was thinking about this machlokes, I thought it was just this machlokes. But you were saying, according to the Rambam, even if you're
Mamayit,
if you're being Mamayit,
the walls.
In effect, you're changing the walls.
Unless the Rambam holds Tasa Gomenasu, it's something totally different. But,
yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. Unless he takes hold, even though the walls are part of the mitzvah, it's not part of Tasa Gomenasu. That's, why would you say that though? Okay, I have to think about that.
You think the Rambam holds that you can be like
upper
and
tevin
work.
Yes. But unless you would say that you're not really changing the walls, you're just related to the walls differently. You're related to the walls with a different vantage point.
If you hold like the Hamin of the Meiri, where you're not changing the walls, then maybe you're different.
Right. That's the first thing. But that's harder to work into Rabbah. But, okay, I thought you wanted something else. But anyway, here's a machlokes. But here we definitely have machlokes. We've shown him whether or not that's true that the psul of tazel al osi is that only by with something the gufa schach, or it's even external matter. Okay, and just to see how we pass this in the Shulchan Aruch, the Arachayim Sim Tov Reish Chavo Siv Beis. It says in Kotzat Ha'ilu Lachshiro V'Leos Hu Atzmo Miasicho. If you had a tree, the sukkah is under a tree, the branches of the tree are over the sukkah, right? And you cut the branches, so now that becomes part of the chav. Kosher, but for who okay, you should move it, which means pick up each piece and put it back down. That's the classic tasal as we said. From what ed, I go, Ava Mutter, Lasso Sukkah Tachas Mechuber Obayas, Velo Siro Acharka, Velo Mikri Tazim and Osi, Hov Ein Absol Mischachas, the Kobo, Agos Hashri, etc., etc. So that, Ramoah brings this, and it could be the Mechaber would agree, I don't know, but Mechaber only mentions the classic Tazim and Osi case, but the Ramoah brings it this, and we don't know what. Maybe we'd say the other thing is also Tassel and Asi. But the Ramah says it's not Tassel and Asi in this case, in the other case. Okay? And it's in Gimel. Ha'oza, again, is also in the top range Shkofo. Ha'oza sukkah l'mato b'ayis tachas ha'gag she'isira of afa pish nishar dayna eitzim ha'dakim shav murachan the cross being supported still kosher. And the Ramah adds, v'chein mutter lasos ha'sukkah tachas ha'gagos ha'asuyos liftoach v'liskor. Awnings, coverings, a shlok you put on for the rain. You know, you're allowed to put, build your sukkah under that, even from the beginning. Umutu l'sagum ne'akshamu l'chazu l'pasvan, quotes the Maril, and it's mutu to close them, reopen them, and it stops raining. Vafil be a different issue now, he says. Vafil be yomtiv sharlis gom v'tochon. Okay, even the yomtiv, it's mutu to open and close it, imyeshul and tzirim, it has to have certain poles, shesoger posepohen, with which you can open and close it. The aim bezel lomishum stira, bringing all the yantiv is not a problem. All the yantiv is not a problem. Building the yantiv, the lomishum tas v'lom rossi, not tas v'lom rossi. Rock, he says, she is zor, she'll be isha tafin, she'll score, and she'll also sukup sula. Don't forget to remove it. Sometimes people go out, it was raining, and they close it, and they ran out. Oh, it stopped raining, it's going, they forgot to open the thing. So that you can't do. Okay, so in any event, that's the rule of the Shulchan Aruch. And again, this is no gear for people who have awnings or some type of coverings, taking it on and off for the rain. And we're going to have Rum, in Simchat Zayim there, in Simchat Reish Chavod, because the Bach is Machmer. When a Rum brings in Simchat Zayim, Bach Kosei Shlachachmer, L'salek Hagag Kodem, L'sachech Acharka. Remove the, don't build the sukkah indoors. Remove the covering, remove the sky roof or skylight, whatever, before you put the tzach on, says the Bach. The Lo Domilo is a sukkah tachas agag, Ein Shosh Nidichag, he says he doesn't like his reasoning, that's the Mogan Aram. But anyway, he says, the Gama Lavus Nidichag, Emes Nidichag, the Machmen, the Ma'aril, those who are Machmen like the Ma'aril, Svile, the Shmishom, a sukkah tachas agag, Kishim Eser agag, Acharkach, Havim Meisev agag, Achman Nidichag. He said, "What? In order to get out of the problem of Tassalom and Osi, what mice is needed? Right? That's what Rambam's talking about. We said an example in the Gemara was moving the Nanea, right? To move each piece. But the question is, the Rambam says when it comes to a retractable roof, so that type of roof, that is itself a maisa. Okay, that itself is a maisa. Okay, bishul suvas agag kishmeres agag hargav a maisa. The agagas v'nichshu now becomes kosher. Hashem kam kishu poseach lomi, just opening up the awning. Yeah, it's hard to say what he does. Just opening up, so that's not called a maisa. Hashem kam kishu sichech pchila the nasa the kashu the soger hargav hargav a kosher. The chozer posel kosher chul alma. He says, but from the time you built it, it was open. And now, you know, when the sukkah started, it was open. Now it started to rain, you covered it, now you uncover there's no problem at all. That's the Rabbi Kippir Silasad, like spreading a sheet, or a plastic schlock or something over the sukkah. Because of another man, the Ksheira, came in Shanasa, the Kashrus, came here with Baruch, a Chenish Lahachmer. He says, Shri Machmer, he says, when you first build the sukkah, to build it, and it's kosher, don't build it under the covering, under the awning, okay? Build it in a way that it's kosher. Then, if you have to put the covering on, that's certainly allowed. It's not a problem. Tassel rosy, okay. B'miniach asach al tikra v'acharka chesa tikra posel. That's something else. Okay. Now, the mishabur and sukkot yilches adds rotzav filu ba'oche in skuris lo mikra tassel rosy chenal b'sim peiz v'agro v'da. He says also v'da is a bach lahachmin b'zeh shetzorach liftoach los agad kodesh v'sachri v'chein iskam on avron v'lirab v'sharfoy. He says also, that you have to make sure you build it. It's not under any kind of covering. Otherwise, you're going to have to move each piece of schach. We have to learn a chelo shemtzel. The shu yagmi etz chaver v'lechem v'chein kulo. V'msich al atikra v'achar k'etz v'chein k'posu v'omid shalosh shom shem sukkah al atschach shal atikra mitchila. Okay, that's something else. We built the sukkah, but then we're not the finals day yet. We built the roof. It's a different story. Okay, but anyway, so it comes out from the Rambam and the Mishabura that although the Agos HaShvi says and the Iri says from our sukkah that if you're not, there's no psul inherent in the schach itself, it's okay. It's not a problem with Taz Valmanosi. But the Bach, another Acharon HaMachmer, not to rely on that L'chadchila and to make sure to build the sukkah in a way that it's kosher. Right off the bat, I remember seeing once a tshuva where God, I don't know what she's before, the God built, I forgot how to find it again, a guy built a sukkah and it was, didn't realize at the time, but there was above his head, so to speak, in the sky was a hot air balloon, you know, the blimp, the days and nights to travel, you know, so the question is, that's blocking the sun. So is that a problem now? Tassel also, the blimp sails off. I think the conclusion was that he didn't do anything, so it wasn't a problem. It was interesting in Shalom. Forgot who is it. Okay, so that's really the first issue to look at within this sugya. We'll look a little bit at now the other issue, because we saw in Rashi. All right, so that maybe I spent some time on, because he has three important points relevant to that sugya. Let's go back to the Gemara. So Rashi said several times in this presentation here that the idea of being mevatel, when it's a straw, the dirt, whatever it is bittul for the 7 days of Sukkot. Okay? If you take a look in Rabbeinu Chananu, which you have printed on the side of your page, okay? I printed this source 12. In my version, it's just five lines on the top, on our daf. Rabbeinu Chananu? He says, Tan, ubitlo habimiyat v'kol shekhin ofar ubitlo kagon shehiskim shelo litlo misham le'olom. The Ben Chanan, again, Dalon Al, about five lines on the right hand side. The key word is the first word on line 8, le'olom. He says the bitlo has to be le'olom. He says, you see that? Kagon shehiskim shelo litlo misham le'olom. Not like Rashi said that it's good enough to mivata for 7 days. Ben Chanan says, there has to be la'olam. So that's right now machlokas rishon, which I want to at least begin to look at now. Let's take a look. Let's move to the Ram on Aleph or Beis. Stop in the riff. See what the Ram has to say on this. It's two lines after the. Just a moment. Sorry. I'm sorry, it's in the middle of the page. Tanan ubitlo have a meat for kosher and offer ubitlo. See that? Not Tanan, Tevin. Tevin. Tevin ubitlo have a meat for kosher and offer ubitlo, right? If you're mevatel with Tevin and the offer, that everybody agrees. That was Yossi and about everybody agrees with mevatel, actual mevatel for sure good. Okay? Ikaman da Omar, so the Ran quotes this other opinion, which we just saw in Rabbeinu Chananu. Ikaman da Omar, I don't see the place, the Ran. Okay, ikaman da omar de bitul la olam beinam. But uladidi, but I personally, like Rashi, mistaber de bitul la shivas sagi. He was like Rashi, seventh enough. Midamrin and hacha bekarim uksasos bato daita it's a kol adam. Because we said over here that by karim uksasos are no good, the pillows and the cushions, the matches are no good because bato that's a kol adam. The olos, but the mission olos that we quoted before, parak tezot mishnah zayin, chazina legabe tuma de lekri shel tua mahani bitul. Okay, one of the examples in the mishnah which was not quoted in our gemara, that's why I picked the mishnah. Look back at source 4. Okay, the mishnah olos parak tezot mishnah zayin. I printed the whole mishnah for you. It says bayis shemala offer tzoros. That's the part they quoted. Tosas and Aridav points. I don't want to talk about this now. That the way this Mishnah is quoted in our Gemara is not exactly what it appears in the Mishnah there in Olas. But anyway, Baya Shemola Ofar Tzoros Ubitul V'chein Kri Shel Tevua. Okay, that's a whole pile of grain. So says the Ran, that counts as Bitul for the purpose of this Tumas Mace issue. So he says, Ibitul Om in the name of Batul Daitel Ko Adam. Who's going to be get rid of his whole Kri Shel Tevua? Who's going to be Vatel his whole Kri Shel Tevua permanently? Really? Who's the mevatel permanently? Temporarily is mevatel, while the mace is there or whatever. Once that problem is over, he wants his crucial tour back. Right? So he says, Elevada bitul shivasagi. Okay? You understand the Ran's right? The Ran is saying that you see from that mission, all those, one of the examples isn't just offer and throwers. Okay? It's a crucial tour is given as an example. And if there was a concern, if. That's the case. Why don't we say the same rule we say in Aragama, the butler died to das kolodom. People aren't normally mevatel, they're all their tour, right? So rather, therefore, it says, I think it means as follows. Ela vada bitul shiva sagi, and in tumma, what's the bit? How long by tumma? Kozman shatumma sham. As long as the tumma is there, I'm mevatel this thing. Okay? Umishum hachi bikarim batla daitoi to call them she'ain also vaton shiva. But pillowcases and mattresses, not pillowcases, pillows and mattresses, the guy's not even mevato. Most people mevato for 7 days, not even for 1 day. And the mishtamish b'm todir, not the way Rashi said. It's a little different angle. It's not like Rashi says because it's going to get ruined or the meteors, it gets the rain. No, but because mishtamish b'm todir, people use it. There's a thing, people, household items, they use them. Grain sometimes remains in the silo for a while. It's not going to be battle forever. But you don't need it. It could be for a while, as long as the tumah is there. You follow the distinction? So the Ran doesn't say that the concern about the mattress and the pillows is they'll get rained, they'll get wet, they'll get ruined, but rather that people want to use them. Yeah.
What does it mean to be about it for 7 days?
That really is a good lumdish question. Okay? I was going to discuss it later, but since he asked, what do you have? You say, I'm not going to use it. Basically, at a simple level, it means that I'm not going to use it for 7 days. It can stay there. It's not hefker. I'm not hefker in terms of ownership. It's in terms of being misyaches, to relate to this item. Okay? Logically, I think it was you driving at it. I was going to mention this tomorrow, but yes, I'll mention it today. Logically, it seems to me that bittul, even something is bittul, is not bittul. What do I mean? It's a few days, yeah, a few days, no. Right? In other words, is that what you're asking? How do you have bittul for a longer, limited amount of time? And that's not really bittul. Right? So I think it means as follows. I think it means that, not that, really, bittul for Thomas, bittul means forever. But in the context of what appears here, it's not so much my bittul towards this item, is that I am declaring, let's use the sukkah case, I'm declaring, as far as I'm concerned, these items are now part of the floor of the sukkah. It's not that I'm mevatel them in the sense of bittul, nullifying. I'm just changing their status. This is what I think. I didn't see this in principle. I was thinking about your question. I think that bittul is shuv, where Rashi learns, where the Ran learns, okay, is that I'm now considering this part. It's not that I'm mevatel these things that I don't care about. And again, it's not a matter of ownership like hefker, but I'm misalik myself from these items. That either you're misalik or you're not. That type of bittul, those are shown right. And that could well be what I'm suggesting now. I don't have a riot for this. Maybe if I think of what I'm saying, but I don't have a riot. But that could well be this machlokes we're showing. The Ben Chanano and those who see with him, the Ritva, others who agree with him, will say, what does bittul mean? Bittul means bittul. I'm misalik myself from this. So you can't do that for 7 days. And that's as you're saying, right, Philip? How do you do that for 7 days? So it seems to me you can't do that. So why does it work? Because bittul here doesn't mean that I'm misalik myself from the item. What it means is, in the case of sukkah, I'm saying, as far as I'm concerned, these things are now the floor of my sukkah. I'm mevatel them to the sukkah as long as I need them there for 7 days. Or in the case of that the Ran's talking about, the case of tumah. I'm not mevatel my kriish or tru'a forever, but for right now, it's part of the silo, it's part of the house. And it has ramifications for tumah. Now the tumah is not going to spread. No, it's going to go only up. Right? But it's going to go up ad lurki. Right? If I'm mevatel to something, I stress that on a raya, so has a better svara, I'll listen to it. I don't talk to other guys, but I don't learn the sugya, but that's what seems to me. Okay, so the bittul is a din in this one time, and that's good for the machlokes rishon. It's not a svara. I wasn't going to say it until after we learn the svara rishon, but since you asked, you follow it makes sense? No? It makes a certain amount of sense. Bittul is bittul, of course, it's la'olam. That's by definition, that's what bittul means. You can't bittul for a period of time, right? And the other Rishonim may say it's not the same kind of bittul. That satisfies you, could be a good answer. Okay, anyway, so that's the Ran. Let's take a look now at the Rosh. So the Ran agrees with Rashi, it's bittul for 7 days, whatever the Svar is, if my Svar is correct. Okay, he quotes that opinion, he disagrees, and he has that Raya from the Kreishot, which is a decent Raya. Okay. Let's look back at, otherwise I should say, Bottle Daitel to Das Ben Adam. Let's look back at the Rosh, identified in Source 14. The Rosh is Parak Aleph, Simon Beis, by us. Short. Okay, it's on the first page of the Rosh, Aleph Alam. Let's see what it says here. Hoy Sigvoa, Me'esim Bola Miyat Mata, Miyat Abakarm Sesalo of Miyat, right? That's the Gemara of Africa, Bila Bottle Daitel to Elkun Adam, etc. Tabin of Bitla of Miyat, Koshkan Offer Bitla of Tanan, Atabin. Tem and Stam, the offer of us and Vanosa Kulama Lobitul, and Tem Rainos of Vanosa, offer Stam, put the Bills of Bonam Labana Lobotam, you said Botam Alakarabana. So first of all, the Rosh tells Alakarabana. Right? He says that the Sugar Rashi, the three different levels. If there was Bittul, formal verbal Bittul, for sure it's good according to Tem, it's Botam according to everybody. If it was, if it's Tem, the Ainos of Vanosa, I'm sorry, it's Tem, the Osil of Vanosa, or even Tevin Stam, okay, which we assume person wants, or offer v'asav v'anoso, then everybody agrees the bittul is no good. Okay, and in the middle case, Tevin v'ain asav v'anoso, offer Stam, that's machok, is v'il sabbana, v'pasna garbana. Kol bittul v'shmaitzin, everything in our sugi here, it talks about bittul perish Rashi, l'zayin hayomim. Rashi says it means for the 7 days of Sukkot. So Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu Avio Ezri, that's the Rav Yoh, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoh Halevi, Avio Ezri is the same Sefer. The Sefer is called, it was often called Avio Ezri, we call it the Rav Yoh, but and it's called Avio Ezri. In more recent times, Rav Shach, the Sefer in the Rambam, the legend Shach, Rabbi Rashi Yoponovich, has Avio Ezri, not Avio Ezri, Avio Ezri on the Rambam. But anyway, but Avio Ezri, that's the Rav Yoh. Pirshu ad olam. They all learn that it's got to be ad olam. V'nira kepirush Rashi. The Rosh also says I agree with Rashi. So again, to machlokas we show him. Several people agree with Rashi. The bittul the hacha calls man mitzusuki. He brings a different raya. Dumya the miyot the calls of a chitcha ben chatzeres the parak chalon the low boy bittul of a os Shabbos. The kamar hasan the davar shemitul b'Shabbos right of a davar nitul ein b'mai. What's he referring to? A different raya. I don't know if we got the look in the cars or not, but that's what I'll look at now. What's the Rosh? The Rosh is a different Raya, the Rashi's right. That's for 7 days. And that is a sugi in Erevin. Let's have an Erevin, the beginning of the parak called Parak Halon, I think it's the seventh parak. Take a look at 15. Okay, so the Rosh is a different Raya. He said, the Mishnah says there, Halon Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have it as follows. You have a wall, okay, that's a certain height. Okay, and in the wall is a window, an open. It doesn't have to be a glass pane. It's just, you know, an access. There's a, to pass something through, for example. Okay, that you can see through. So, chalon shemein shtei chatzeros, arbal avr tochasar ma'arvin shnai v'imrotzu ma'arvin echon. Basically, you have 2 yards that are separated by a wall that is 10 tvachim, at least 10 tvachim, a wall that's lower than 10 tvachim high, this is one area. That's a wall less than 10 tvachim high, it's not a wall. But if a wall is 10 tvachim high, that already serves as a partition in between the 2 yards, okay, the 2 areas. But if there's a window, an opening, so now where that window is, where that opening is not ten tefachim. So the Mishnah says that chalon shemin shtei chatzeros. So in Ratzuma, they can make 2 separate Erevin, or they can combine as to 1, because the wall sort of is memayat the 10 tefachim, right? The window, is memayat the 10 tefachim. Okay? That's the Mishnah on which this Gemara is going. So what's the Gemara? Everyone understand? In other words, you ever see the old types of houses, sometimes you have like between the kitchen and the dining room, there's like a wall, but there's a place to pass stuff. I don't think they build things that way anymore, but you know, it used to be. There's a little place, you know, because that's the house where it's. I remember one time my wife and I went to something on the Lower East Side called the Tenement Museum. You been there?
Yeah.
It's interesting, right? That, what people lived was unbelievable, right? These tiny apartments that many people lived in, but at least one that we saw, it was like in the kitchen, and you know, because the problem was the kitchen would smoke up, you know, the kitchen would. Fire and so on. So they would have in the next room, they didn't want them to open to the kitchen, but they had, it's had a wall. You saw it? And there's like an opening where you could pass stuff through. Anyway, but this is talking about a wall in the yard, okay, like that. So the Gemara says, what if something is propped up against the wall? Does that minimize the height of the wall? So the Gemara says the Erevin Ein Zion base, okay, Sulam HaMitzri. We'll define what that means. Sulam HaMitzri, okay? An Egyptian ladder, okay? Eino Mamayit, but Tsuri, from Tsur, Tyre, Tyrian ladder, is Mamayit, okay? The height of this wall. What is going on? What does it mean? Hechid Ami Sulam HaMitzri? We just had, we'll tell you in a second. Amri Debei Rabyanai, Kol She'eno Arba Chavokim. It's such a small ladder, it doesn't have 4 rungs. I think there's a measure someplace that the ladder of Yaakov's dream had 4 rungs only, representing the 4 malchus. There's such a measure like that. We usually imagine this giant ladder with many rungs. Maybe it was, but there's one version of Medrash, only four. Anyway, the Beir Biyamai says the Sula Mitzvah is so small. Omer Acha Bereid the Rav Rashi, my time in Sula Mitzvah lo memayit. Why can't the Sula Mitzvah not memayit the height of the wall? You know, because I can access it and so on. Omer Lei lo Shmir Lecha Hadam Rav Acha Bereid Adam Rav Menuna Omer Arab Mishum Da Habale Dover Han Shenito B'Shabbes V'Chol Dover Shenito B'Shabbes Ena Memayit. It can be moved easily on Shabbos. In order for this to be something that impacts this wall as a partition, it's got to be something that's there on a permanent basis. If you can take it back and forth, that's not miut. You see the parallel to us? If you can move it back and forth, that's not memayit. Eyes, yihach afilu tsuri nami? No, hasam kovdo, kovo. A Tyrian ladder, different type of ladder, it's much heavier. And because it's heavy, it makes it permanent. That's the distinction. Okay, let's see Rashi. There in Erevin, your eyes on the base. Sulam ha-mitzvi, ho-ov ha-katan ho-v'noch l'lam shom enam ha-mayit. Chavokin arshon. Yishchulim shom shlovei sulam, the rungs. And kovdo kovdo mitoch shu kovet enam l'lam shom v'lo mishom isser el mishom shakash l'itlo. There's no isser to move it. There's a pain. Too heavy. Okay? Now, so says the Rosh, what's that issue there with these ladders? Their movability on Shabbos. So as long as you can, there's the criterion for whether it's considered a permanent bittul or not relates to that Shabbos. If davar hanito b'Shabbos, so then it's not memayit. It doesn't say it has to stay there permanently. What window of time do we look at? Shabbos. So Mela says the Rosh, same thing. We're talking memayit of Sukkah. What window of time do we look at? The 7 days of Sukkos. That's the Rosh's right. You see that we have these meal type cases in several places in Shas, and we're trying to find parallels. Yeah.
I don't know if it's meaningful, but the Rosh uses Kol Zman Mitzvah Sukkah, while Rosh uses 7 days consistently. So obviously, I'm thinking.
Well, the Rosh is. Yeah.
I'm saying like sure, the Rosh is basing on Rashi, but I'm saying maybe Rashi requires all 7 days. That's the Batel, but the Rosh says if you make a Sukkah, you know, 4 days in, or you want to change.
Oh, you want to say that Machlok, because we discussed it. Remember, we discussed earlier about building a Sukkah on Chol Hamoed.
Or even if it's not connected, just about.
No, I get it. Because Rashi, that's interesting. Because Rashi calls Zion, has to be Roy Taka Lazayim. The Rosh would say for sure, not only because he says mitzvah, so because his Raya is also, I guess, after, let's say the ladder was put there on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos. I don't know, it's a good point. I didn't see the deer point out, but it could be. But anyway, so that's the Rosh to the degree. The window of time we look at is the window of time of the mitzvah. Let's just read. We'll finish. Let's read the Chiddush HaRitva. Again, it's Sukkah Gimel Beit Tzimtzum HaYisa Gvoah. Okay? Because he's going to disagree with Rashi on two fronts. Okay? And he's going to bring a different arrive from yet a different Sukkah, the Sukkah Gimel Basra, which is, which we're not going to go to today, we won't get to today, but you start with 19, and you're learning tomorrow, you see the Sukkahs in Baba Basra. Okay? That's an arrive from a different Sukkah. So let's read the Ritva. He says, Fine. Piresh Rashi in the second line of 18, this is the Ritva on Gimel Beis, the one's Haisa Gvoa. Piresh Rashi, Shabitlo Shom Lachol Shiva Sam Shachag, the Ein Osir Lefanoso Koye Meachag. Same thing, not going to clear it out. All you want to tell us, Bittul who Shomer came befiv beferish, and Bittul, as you said, I showed you on Dalal Aleph Rashi, the two word Rashi, okay, on Dalal Aleph, where he summarizes in two words Yeshita on this matter. Second line, Tevin of Bittul befiv l'shiva. There it is. So the Ritva says, believe me, Reb, the ha Bittul legamrei mashma la'olam. The Ritva sides with the Rabbi Chananel and with the Rav Yoh that the Rosh quoted, and he says, no, Bittul means, in my opinion, is legamri, la'olam, stoma, legabe miyot chalom, shalo hevis atoma b'inyan Bittul olamis. Okay? Regarding the chalom, not the chalom of Erevin, but the chalom of Baba Basra, which also, because there a wall can make it be a partition to stop Tumah from coming through, but if there's an opening, the Tumah will come through. That's what we're going to see in Parakal Yach, we'll see in the Test of Beis. Kavei Roki, Kedemah, B'chalom, Pirish Rashi, Hossam, Hu Adin, Etim Ritzutza, V'kei and Shekein, we'll come back this way, V'kei and Shekein, Hu Adin, L'mi Yud Sukkah, Okay, whatever is applicable by Tuma, let's remember, says the Ritva, our Gemara linked the Mi'at to the Sukkah with the Mi'at by Tuma. Right? So therefore, don't bring the Raya from the story about Shabbos with Erevin, combining areas. Bring me a Raya from Baba Basra, where the Sukkah discusses the Tuma. Okay? What's with Maya for Tuma? The Kevin Shekhanah, what did we meet Sukkah? Tuma Dalla, the Rishmaitz, our Gemara compares to the Sukkah. The came in the low, but little shoes may hug. Bali Mama came with fever low. And according to Rashi, what good does the verbalization do? Okay? The Baha'u lekal member, Dwarm Shulu, and Dwarm Shane, Omer Kalam, the Dwarm, Hakdeshu, Tanam, because of him, I would insume Bittul Gilu Daita, Havi Kamir Repair. We find by Bittul, other than the area of Hakdesh, in certain specific areas, we say Dwarm Shulu, don't count, the guy makes a nether. Okay? So then we say you have to verbalize it, but here it's not necessarily. In shum bittel, giloi daita, we come here to pet. You know, making clear your intent is good enough. Now, nachon says the Ritva, the batle hainu shabitlo sham olam bein b'fiv bein b'libo. Okay, what does bittel mean? You did it permanently, not just for 7 days, and bein b'fiv bein b'libo. So he argues in Rashi against Rashi on both fronts. Okay, the Ritva does. Both in terms of the verbalization and in terms of the permanence of the bittul. Ve'ein asaf hanos, ha'im she'ein asaf hanos, kol shiv mechag min the sukkah. Okay, that which ain asaf lefanoso, there the bittul acknowledges, that's only if you're not going to move for the rest of sukkahs. I mean, because it's only going to be there, you're taking down the sukkah, that's only, that doesn't have to be permanent. Okay, well, even tuma kos much tuma bias. Ha'im darmin in the karm ksosu, afagav lalino bittul om, it's love of me, the bapna dietas call on them. The Ritva says, but the case of Asur Fanoso, that means on Sukkot itself, not permanently. So that's the sheet of the Ritva. Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. We'll learn the Sugya of the Basur that I printed out over here. A couple other hours to finish up this idea.